Madhavada Boyside, lessons from the lathe. Lessons from the lathe. Making counting count. We relate both Parshas Emor, Parshas Behar, and Eretz Yisrael. I'm in my travels now, in between both locations, Mirtz Hashem, back to Eretz Yisrael for Lag BaOmer. I want to relate what I hope to be a beautiful idea, making the count count. And in truth, in between these two parshos, Parshas Emor, of course, speaks a lot about the time of the year that we find ourselves in right now, about Sefiras Omer. Counting of the Omer, we do every single day. Famous idea, Machlokes Deraisa Derabanan. We are Machmir with the sheet of the Bahag. That, on one hand, it's one cumulative mitzvah, therefore if you miss a day, one cannot make a bracha again. But in truth, even the Bahag agrees that it is a separate mitzvah each day. It's just the bracha itself is a culmination of every day. This counting is also seen, of course, in Parshas Behar. The Shemitah year is also counted. The major difference will be that the Beis Din themselves did the count, whereas here it is the individual who is chayav, who is obligated to count. What is he counting to? Again, counting to Matan Torah. So it is interesting to note a number of questions that we can ask. First question is, of course, wouldn't it be more convenient for Sefiras Omer to start on the first day of Pesach? Of course, the Torah tells us that the Omer itself was the second day, but why is it the second day? So we have to understand that. The next question we'll ask is that why is the colloquial term Sefiras Omer? Why isn't it called Sefiras Matan Torah? Something that seemingly would make more sense, because as much as it has to do with the Omer, it is really the counting to Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The concept of Sefiras Omer is a counting that relates to the Omer itself, but relates, of course, to the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that would make sense, says Rav Samson Rafael Hirsch, just as we count the days and the weeks to Shabbos, we count the days and the weeks of the Omer, the day from our liberation from Egypt, till the time that we were to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. And it's interesting, if we think about these types of counts, there's another one that's probably even more famous and more connected, is the Tahara period of a Nida, Shivas Nekiyam, where she counts each day. But we do count Shabbos as well. Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos, Sheni LeShabbos. And Shabbos is that culmination of the day of the week where we declare once again that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls the world. Shemitah, of course, Yovel, of course, is this concept as well. We're worker, and of course, the major activity of the day, the major form of employment was farming. So you counted to the point where you had to cease from doing work once again. The answer to the question could be quite simple, and that is that the first day, one can taina ein marvim simcha basimcha, there was such a great simcha of getting out of Egypt. But says the Chinuch, it is much more than that. The Omer begins not on the first day of Pesach, not only because of Ein Marbin Simcha B'Simcha, but because that is the day that we remember the great miracle. That is the day of the Seder. That is the day that we commemorate the great miracles of the day. And no other signs can be brought on that day. But I think the answer is even deeper than that. I think the answer to the question is that the second day real life starts. The second day is when life was, okay, now we're out of Egypt, and all we have is matzah. There's no bread. This is real life. The Omer, of course, signifies something very, very simple. Barley. Not something fancy. The most simple of korbanos. And it is that simplicity that we should be concentrating on during this time of the year. And it shouldn't just be that we count and it doesn't mean anything to us. Maybe that's the reason I've always been enamored by the fact that in very non-Hasidic circles and in shuls that generally don't follow any other Hasidic custom, many have the custom of saying the L'shem Yichud before Sviras Omer. Most shuls give time for this. Some shuls even sing it. Because it is an interesting preparation point. It is a bracha. There is no real action. But it prepares us to say it's not just a counting. It's a day to focus on Yisocha B'Tferes. To count straight with our midos. We pointed out lessons from the Lev a few weeks ago. The kinyan of the Torah, the 48 ways to be mekana, to accept the Torah. Different midos, different ways. But I think it's more than that. It's to accept the simplicity of the day. It is to accept that it's not always a life of oisos and mofsim. It's not always a life of great miracles, of the ten makos, of the great miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsa, V'chulu, but it is the simplicity of everyday life, and maybe that is why the Ribbono Shalom didn't take us out of Egypt and give us the Torah 24 hours later, which would seemingly be the order of what should have happened. But instead, the Ribbono Shalom said, no, you got to prepare for this. You got to prepare for the simple days, the regular days, the ups and downs of life, the roller coaster, if you will, of life. That is the focal point of Sviras Omer. And as we said, we have another counting. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the link, of course, of Sviras Omer is not stam a link. It's a link, of course, to calling it Sviras Omer, the simplicity of accepting the Torah. The Torah is for me, it's not for just the great rabbis. Unlike Shemitah and Yovel, Parshas Behar, which is only done by Beis Din, the Omer symbolizes the link of the Torah. Our obligation to count is to the individual. Just as the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, Anoich Hashem, Elokecha, not Elokechem, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. It applies individually to each of us. The concept of Tahara during this time as well. There's actually a custom, or Aaron Soloveitchik would point out this custom, Shmudei Aleket mentions this, that during this time period, people actually didn't get married. Nothing to do with the students of Rabbi Akiva. It had to do with this time period being a state of Tahara, of concentration to the time that we're in. Again, maybe why the Hinni Muchen is done at this time. The link, however, is similar to as we read in Parshas Bahar. Ma inyan shmita al zahar sinai? Why does it say Har Sinai? Says the Chafetz Chaim. The link is, if it wasn't for the Torah, if it wasn't for my connection to the Torah, how would I keep Shemitah? Seemingly makes no sense. At some point in the farming time, I look at my friend's farm and say, wow, look at my he did the same thing. I must have something unique about me that I'm able to grow oranges like this. That my apples look so beautiful. That my grapes... Then he's nothing. Not the same. Has to be me. We stop. No. We make accounting. We say it's because of my emunah in Hashem that I could just stop at a dime and say I understand this. This makes sense. We sometimes sell ourselves very, very short. We don't believe in ourselves. And that's very sad because of the great abilities that we have. Just like we count on others, we have to count on ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves that we can do it. Because Bahar Sinai, because of Mamre Har Sinai, because of what happened there. Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, it's your guard. And I think that the mistake that we make is those osos mosim times, the times of great miracle that we see and sometimes are zeichet to see. Not, we're in a time of Hester Panim, but Nisim Guluyim, as people were zeichet to see in 1948, 1967. And even in our own times. But it is the everyday life that is the miracle. The difficulty of that. The connection that we have to have. Maybe the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, as we celebrate this week, the Lag BaOmer part of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, a student of Rabbi Akiva, is that the Torah HaNister came out. Is that a deeper connection to our service to Hashem, to the individual, came out. And I think that that is supreme and unique, that Dafka during this time of the year, we connect to that. We connect to our individuality, to what makes us tick, to make us who we are. I was having a conversation with a student, unfortunately lost his father, and he said, I'll never live up to my father, who my father was. I'll never be like my father. I said, the Rav Hashem doesn't want you to be like your father. He wants you to be like you. But he wants you to be the best you. And your din v'cheshbon is going to be about you, not about your father, not about Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chafetz Chaim, is going to be who you were. And when we think about this important point, it's also our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This time of the year is that relationship that we have. The great Tzchus, spending a wonderful weekend this weekend with the great Tzaddikim who take of their time to inspire the NCSY summer programs. And someone who I'd like to call my friend, I hope he agrees, Charlie Harari spoke so beautifully, as he always does. And one point that he made, he spoke about Avinu Malkeinu. Malkeinu we always get, he says. We always get the point of Malkeinu, the scary God, but also the happy God who makes thunder and lightning, who can move mountains, who I see afar, I say, yeah, 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 I get it. I get the Mamre Har Sinai. I understand that experience. It must have been, wow. The splitting of the sea, wow, that must have been great. But what about the day-to-day? What about the Omer? What about the Sphira? What about the everyday life, the Omer, the Korban Omer, the barley, the simple? Working our way to Mamre Har Sinai, yes. to Shtei HaLechem, which is the bread. This is it. But what about Avinu? What about thinking of Hashem as our own father? Why do we feel that our tefillah is only about three times a day and not every moment just saying, hey God, I just wanted to talk to you for a second. I got a 10-hour flight now. I got to do nothing. I don't have to watch TV the whole time. I just want to talk to you. Talk to you like my dad. But we show him as our dad. Avinu. First, then Malkeinu. Tzlach lanu Avinu kichatanu. Your dad can forgive you. Malkeinu, ho ho. I'm going to get the thunder and lightning because I didn't know. Rachmanim, the Rabbanu Shalom has on us. This is a time of year that we have to make our counting count in that we believe in ourselves. We believe that there is an Avinu, that he's with us all the time. Our davening would be so much more meaningful if we really thought that we were talking to our dad, to someone who listens and cares and wants to know what we want and what our needs are, what we struggle with. And we formulate that. That's the closeness, and I think that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was able to bring out. And that should be our focal point during this time of the year. And it's sometimes sitting back, as we do in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, and let the land lie fallow and say, it's all you, Dad. It's not all about me. I can't do it myself. I need your help. It's a state of tahara that we find ourselves in during this time of the year. Making our sphere count. Making the count count. Making the count that the Beis Din does count. Recognizing the special times we are. It is with this bracha, this time of the year. We spoke previously about the weeks and the days, the differences between the two. This focal point of understanding we should be working on our midos, our individuality, changing ourselves. If we don't come to a Shavuos every year with a change, with a difference, so we haven't done our job. It's not just about making, it's not just counting days. It's not just about doing what we've been doing before. We are not a religion of rote. We are not a religion of history. We are a religion of action. Of believing in ourselves and as an individual, what I can do, what is different. What's so great about a summer program, what's great about chesed, I can do things that other people can't. That is amazing. We should be zeicha to see, understand and appreciate our individual acceptance of the Torah each year anew. Understanding that there is an inyan of Shemitah El Tzahar Sinai, there is a connection to the Amun and Bitachon of the days of Shabbos, Sukkos, Shemitah, days where we stop and say, you control the world, Rabbanu Shalom. And the simplicity we appreciate of the Omer. That's why it's called Sviras Omer, not Sviras HaTorah. That would be Zeichah to accept the Torah anew. Amar Hisinai anew. Accept the Rabbanu Shalom anew. As our Father, as our Avinu. And be Zeichah to all the brachas of the Torah.